Tuesday morning, wake up, 28th day of July, 2015. Great to have you along today and every day, we hope, as always. We're going to start off by talking technology on this Tuesday.
This week is going to be a very interesting one for the folks in the world of computing. And that means if you're in business, if you're not in business, it's all of the above because guess what? Windows 10 right around the pike this week. In fact, I noted going on Forbes.com, you look to see what are the most clicked on stories. Was it this about the world of business, high finance, which company is going to have the earnings report ready for Friday? No, none of that stuff. It was the Windows 10 updates that cannot be stopped and how you're going to do, what you're going to do, when you're going to do it to avoid crashes and clashes heading into the big launch. Well, here to talk about it this morning, and we touched on this subject before, but now we've reached critical mass, is our tech guru Linda Lynch from KI Technology Group in East Lansing, who is ready, rearing, and able to talk Windows 10. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, it's here, and I note that I could almost tell with the clicks on that Forbes link a sense of panic with some people. These were panic clicks, wondering what's going to happen when I have these updates that come down the pike, and now, lo and behold, the updates are here, right?
That's true. So a couple things have happened in the last few days, really over the weekend. Some people are reporting issues with Windows 10. You do not have the option to approve particular updates. You can disable Windows Update services and not get any updates, or you can leave it turned on and you will get all the updates, whether they're updates to drivers or they're updates to Windows. It won't matter. It's all or nothing. So
you can't do the a la carte thing here.
Right.
So that's a big change.
Now you can go to Windows Updates and you can only install the critical updates and not install any of the optional ones, which usually includes driver updates. So they rolled out some driver updates late last week or over the weekend, and for some people it caused issues. So they would go in and uninstall the driver update back to what NVIDIA was saying was the latest version, only to have Windows turn around and install the update again. So they end up in this loop where, you know, they're uninstalling it because it doesn't work, Windows is installing it, now it doesn't work again. And that's been very frustrating for people.
Windows update hell, you would call that, right?
Right. There was also another security update for Windows 10 that released on Saturday that has some people saying that, you know, this isn't really ready for general release. There's going to be problems. So if people are seeing this, they're probably wondering, well, what should they do? And my advice would be to not upgrade to Windows 10 yet. Let other people go through this pain, find these things out, let Microsoft work the bugs out some more, even though it's in beta for a while, or it's been in beta for a while. Let other people deal with these issues, and sit back and watch and see what happens. By the end of the year, I'm certain that a lot of these problems will be worked out.
So, Linda, this is like, you know, where people line up. I need a volunteer. Well, all of our listeners take one step back and let that other person be the volunteer, right? And go through this. That's what you're suggesting, that this is a good time to hang back and not jump in both feet.
That's exactly what I'm suggesting. You have a year from July 29th, which is Wednesday, to install the update without charge. So no point in rushing right in. You know, a year from now will be perfectly soon enough. And then you don't have to deal with all those issues.
Sometimes it's better to be an early adopter. Sometimes it isn't. Is it generally, in your opinion, Linda, we're visiting with Linda Lynch, KI Technology Group, with 1320 WILS here, the morning wake up. Is it better to be with a Microsoft huge change like this, an early adopter? Is this your general advice to these days, because of bugs, because of fixes that need to be done inherently and upgraded, the upgrade needs to be upgraded, is it better to hang back a bit?
If you're not very tech savvy, then yes, it's better to hang back a bit. If you are someone who just loves dealing with technology, and the things you do are not so time critical. You know, maybe you're retired or you're talking about your system at home and that's what you enjoy, then go ahead and update. But if you're in an office and you are relying on the computers for your staff to be productive, for you to be productive, then it is better to not be the first one on the bus.
Yeah, that seems to make a lot of sense. If you've got a resume that has the phrase beta tester on there somewhere, you're probably already on board. You're probably already ready. You're raring to go. But if you're not, if you're like many of us, you might just want to say, look, and if you're tied to business like you just added, it's not going to pay here to be scrambling and scratching your head here this week, as it all drops. As you look forward, though, you've told us before there are things about this you really like and that you're looking forward to. What are some of the Windows 10 changes that are really piquing your interest, Linda?
Well, I've used Windows 8 for a while, and I have a piece of software installed in Windows 8 that makes it function a lot more like Windows 7. And I think the people who have gone to Windows 8, you know, they have complained that it does not have the traditional start menu that we've had for several versions of Windows. That's back in Windows 10. So I think it will make it will provide a lot of the things that are in Windows 8, some of which are pretty cool, particularly if you have a touch screen or you're using it on a tablet, but still have the things that made Windows 7 very easy to use if you're using a mouse. Not all of us want touch. Not all software is touch-enabled. So it kind of has the best of the new and the best of the old merged together.
Linda Lynch is with KI Technology Group in East Lansing. Linda, of all the Windows over the year, what was the biggest bomb? What was Microsoft's flat-out biggest bomb, the one that, you know, basically you looked at and you tossed out with the Tuesday Granger landfill trip? What's the one you got? No, even though you go green. Now, what's the worst one in your mind all time?
I would say the worst one was Windows ME.
Really? What made that one just a stinker to you?
Everything? Think it had a lot of issues. It was not readily adopted. I think it had the shortest life of any version of Windows. Kind of just got jumped over. Windows Vista was kind of in that same thing, but it wasn't quite as bad as ME. So it kind of for a while was every other version was good, and the ones in between you might as well just skip.
Yeah, Vista was on my list of things that shall never be spoken of again. I'm sad I just did. It was pretty bad. But Windows 10 certainly getting a lot of hype, getting a lot of jump. But Linda Lynch here, our tech guru, says, especially if you're involved with a business, a small business, hang back a bit. Don't jump in both feet. Let some of the bugs and fixes come forward, be taken care of. There's going to be a hack here, a hack there. Something is there'll be some ups and downs and bumpy roads, but wait a little bit and then be the beneficiary of everything being, well, put kind of back together like Humpty Dumpty, even better than before. KI Technology Group, our good friends there, Linda Lynch, our principal, our tech guru here, 4750 Hagedorn Road, Suite 20, East Lansing, Michigan, right up the side of campus, 48823. They're zipping better than that. Their phone number, 333-6540. Their people are standing by today to help you and your business along, and you can find them online at kitechnologygroup.com. As always, Linda, we enjoy talking to you here on a Monday, and for those who don't take the advice, we might see a few scars next week around, right?
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Linda. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Dave.
Linda Lynch, our tech guru here, always great to have her aboard. Speaking of tech, and speaking of emails out there, we're going to talk more about that, but at the national level, on the political side, that'll be next with Jeff Birnbaum here. Keep it here on the morning wake-up, the early bird hour. This is 1320 WILS.